We are learning Maseches Bar Matzia, Daf Samach Tesa and Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the top. Rav Chama have a moiger zuzi bepshita. Rav Chama, he rented his money. You know, Rav Chama wanted to do ribbis. He wanted to make a business. Hard money loans is a good business. So he had a great idea. It wasn't called loans. It was called rental. It was called Rav Chama's rental. A huge son of Rav Chama's rental. He rent, you know, instead of renting cars, he rented money. And the money, the price of money was a pshita per zuz. Actually, a very good percentage. Pshita, Rashi says, is 1/8 of a zuz. So it means for every, I don't even know math well, but a nice amount of money, like 12-13% per day. Totally per day. It was almost like a hard money loan. So Rav Chama have a muger zuzi bepshita b'yayma. That's how much he rented out his money. And what happened? Kalu zuzi Rav Chama. Rav Chama, who was once a big veer, lost all his money. Like Rashi brings down from a Gemara later on, that one of the inshin for ribbis is, you lose your money. And he lost all his money. So the problem is, what was wrong? Rav Chama was tiny good. He rented out the money. And renting is not a halva. I'm renting money. I rent a car, I charge you a day. I charge you $40 a day for rent a car. I rent you money. What's the problem? Sovar, he held, why is it different than a hoe? A hoe is a type of shovel. And a shovel I'm allowed to rent out. So Mara says, it's not like a hoe, it's not like a shovel. So he says two chalukim. First of all, a mara comes back be'en. Hava means something lohitzonitna. Hava means something that I give you and you give me back something else. That's hava. By a mara, by a shovel, the same shovel I give you, you give back to me. So that's not hava, that's a schiris. That's difference number one. Difference number two is that when I give you a shovel and you give it back to me, it's a little bit more ruined because you just used it. So therefore, I'm charging you for the prisus because it went down in price. It went down because it got banged up a little bit. But money doesn't get ruined. So therefore, I can't charge you rent for money. That's how Rashi learns. Either reason will be enough of a reason. Either because it's not given back by end or because it doesn't get ruined. So it come out that if you rent something, it doesn't get ruined, doesn't lose its value at all. For example, you lend someone a beautiful diamond necklace for a chasana, you can't charge rent for that because there, it didn't go down in value when you brought it to the chasana. It doesn't get chipped. So that's Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. Tosfos Kasha on Rashi is a kosher perusha. Dimkeno yosh lahask lechaver a ketala, which is a choker, the koishel zav, or a becher of zav, a tabas, or a ring. Loidia pechzayu. So therefore, Tosfos says that it's really both reasons together. It's both reasons together that he says that it's mara eino milva, kiloinit lahitza. First of all, this Tosfos says it's not a milva because it's not given lahitza, lahachza acheres. And even if it was, even if you do make a deal with him and say, you give him back a different mara, it still would be mutter. You know why? Because there I'm paying for the prisus. Masha'in came by money, there it's loitza, and there's no prisus, so therefore you're obviously taking money for the agar notar because I gave you a halva, because there is no prisus. Which means if it just had a prisus, that would be enough. Even though it's loitza, it would be enough to charge your rent, but there has neither, and therefore it's a problem of ribbis. Zok to Gemara, next Gemara is very important Gemara, Omarava. Shari l'inish l'meimar le'lechavrei, a person allowed to tell his friend, Heiloch dalad zuzi, I'm giving you money. He goes over to a certain gevir, he says, I'm giving you here $100, lend money to that poor person. Heiloch dalad zuzi, v'oisvei l'plandya zuzi. So basically, the mav is getting ribbis from me. But the loiva never told me to give it to him. I went over to him, I said, here, I'm giving you money here, I want you to take care of that guy, give him mava. So that's mutter. What? The mav is getting money for giving a loan. He's not giving a free loan. He's getting paid for it. He's getting extra money for the loan. You got getting it from me. But I over to the mav and say, hey, I'm giving you big money here. I'll pay you 10% to give him a loan. I'm going to give 10%. That's what he says. So it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Like, Ostra Torah ribbis haba meloiva lamava. The Torah only asks the ribbis that comes from the loiva to the mav. It means the loiva is paying for his loan. That's the only time ribbis is Ostra. That's a big aside. And like, for example, I one time heard that someone said that let's say I lend you money with a credit card, and I'm not going to charge you interest if you have to overpay, because then it's a problem with ribbis. I'm giving you my credit card here. Go to Costco, spend whatever you want, and you pay me back. But I'm not charging you interest if you don't pay me on time. So that's what's not a shot of ribbis. But why am I doing it? Because I'm going to get points. So is that a problem with ribbis? I'm not spending money at Costco. I'm giving you the money. I'm lending you money. Is that a problem with ribbis? It's not a problem with ribbis. The loiva didn't give me. I tell him. What?
No
neishik. No ribbis, the loiva lemalva. I heard someone told me from a certain place that's also, it's a pella.
But it should have been
you swipe the card.
Right. Very important, but it is a very important thing. As I spoke out, there's another problem. That let's say the guy doesn't pay you, you're going to charge him the interest, then it is a problem. So you have to make up the guy's...
It's
some,
not a label of mine with it, it's
the,
a credit card.
No. There's a different problem. Okay, that's what I get into now, but there's a different problem. Yeah. That is a problem, label mom.
So, one guy can't lay out for everybody else.
What? Unless they speak out. You can lay out, but you speak out. But no one's responsible for the interest. That's all. So that's what it says. This is sorry. El ribis abam aloy v'lamalva. V'amar rava. Shari le'inish le'meimer le'lechavrei. Shekoloch arba zuzi. Another case like this. You're allowed to go over to a guy. He's like a broker. You know, he'll help you out. Yeah, I'm giving you money. You tell the malva to give me a loan. See, here it's coming from life here. A loiver goes over to someone and says, hey, I know you're friends with that gvir. Hey, I'm giving you money. Get me a loan. Get me a loan. So is that a problem, Rivers? Surely, in Islam, you're allowed to do this. Shokel chabre zuzi, but I'm going to point to Isfin zuzi to give me money. My time is schar amirika shokel. You're just paying for the broker, just to do a job for me. And Be'etzim, you could have said the same reason here. It's not Meloiva Lamalva, it's not going to the Malva, which the Ritva points out. You could have said the same reason. Here we're saying another reason. There's also a reason here, Schar Amir. We're seeing the Gemara in a second, and the Gemara mentioned both reasons. And the Gemara gives an example. Gehod Abba Mar Breder Papa, the Abba, who's a son, Abba Mar, who's the son of our Papa, have a Shaka Ugna the Kirim Kirai. The Kirai was a big wax store, a very big wax store, and they used to need loans all the time. Cash flow problem. Our papa was a gavir, and they used to need loans for our papa. So they went over to the son of our papa, Avamar, and says, look, I'm going to give you free wax, free shiva here, these rings, these wax rings, I'm going to give it to you for free. You get your father to give me loans. So it says, Shokal agno de kurbi kurai, v'omli lavua, oitzezuzi. So omli rabbon our papa, rabbon to our papa, achol brei demar, your son is eating ribisa. He's eating ribis. He's getting ribis. He's getting money because I'm getting a loan. The store is paying ribbis. Amalahu, it's like our papa. Call Kai get ribbis and echale. Let him eat as much as you want. This word. Asura tayla ribbis haba miloiva lamalva ha chas charamira kashaka vashari. It says both reasons, which are true. Both reasons are true. First of all, it's not ribbis because it's not going from loiva to malva. Our papa's the malva. He's not getting any money. And number two, it's a schar amira, and therefore it's not ribbis. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, there's more details to this. This whole shaila, could this son or broker give money to the malva? Is that mutter? Or if the loiva, is the loiva allowed to tell Reuven to give money to the malva to get me a loan? Is that mutter? That's also a shaila in the Rishonim and in the Halacha. Here, we said that Reuven is allowed to give money to the malva to give me a loan, right? No problem. What if I tell Reuven to give the money? I tell Reuven, give money to him so give me a loan. That mutter, maybe that's worse. He's doing my amir, he's doing my shlichus. It's a whole shiloh. Obviously, when you learn Ezun Eshech, Taf Yemi, you're not learning Hilchus Ribbis because Hilchus Ribbis takes around 2 years. But like, I'm just pointing out that would be a shiloh, but this is the Yisoid. Ribbis only, Miloy Velamava, that's the whole Yisoid. Zok the new Mishnah now. Dr. Mishnah, Shaman Parvacham Arvachal Dovish, Oisav Eichel Mechza. So we said in last Mishnah, in the Sugya of Iska, that when you manage, you're a managing partner, let's say you're raising cattle, you have to get something extra for your work. So Zok the Mishnah, there's a little Eitzah here. If it's type of animals that do work, that Oisav Eichel, then you're getting that work, so then you're getting extra money from that, so because there's plowing your fields for free. So even though you're raising it now, making it fatter, since it's Oisav Eichel, then you can do Lemechza for half the schar, because you're getting the pe'ulas that it's doing right now. Another halacha. If the minig is to split the vladas miyad, which means after 30 days for a daka and 50 days for a gasa, that means a cholkin. If the minig is to raise the vladas till they get much older, then you have to do that. Depends on the minig ha-mokum. This is part of the hilchus of raising cattle. That if it's an eagle im imoy, so then you don't charge for the amoloi umazoinoi. The managing part is not charged for taking care of the eagle with the mother or the sayach and the mother. Why? Because, like we saw this before, and yesterday's blat, the Shimon holds that since the eagle always tags along with the mother, so therefore it has food and it doesn't have to be carried here and there, and therefore you don't get paid for that. And we saw they maybe have to get the glolim, I in the Gemara before. Another halacha, which being the discussion of our Gemara, is this last halacha. Umafriz al sadeo ben choshim ribbis. You're allowed to add on to your field, and there's no chash of ribbis. You're allowed to add on to your field, no chash of ribbis. That's what the Mishnah says, but no idea what it's talking about. So Baruch Hashem, the Gemara right away will explain it to us. We don't have to wait that long. So out to Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Mafriz al sadeo ve'eino choshim shum ribbis. Ketzad. What does that mean? It means like this, very simple. I'm going to say it outside first to make it more simple. That a guy, he wants to rent a property for $1,000 a year. $1,000 he wants to rent a property. But he tells the owner, here, give me $200. I'm going to take the $200 and put that into the property, make capital improvements in the property. Therefore, the property will produce even more. And then I'm going to give you, besides giving back $200, I'm also going to give you more rent for the year, $1,200 for rent for the year. So the halacha is, that's mutter. Why? It's a pastor ribbis. Because you give me $200 loan, I'm giving you now more rent for the year. The halacha is mutter. You know why it's mutter? Because here, the $200 loan is independent. That's a free loan. I'm going to pay you back $200. Now, your field is a better field. So for a better field, I pay more rent. That's the way it is. It's capital improvements. It's more rent. That's why it's mutter to do. That's mafras asadeo. Ketzad. Hasoicha sada mechaverim ba'asara kurim chitim mashana. I'm paying him 10 kurim chitim for the year. Set price. Va'oim meloi. And he tells the owner, tainli mesayim zuz. Give me 200 zuz. Va'farnasa. And I'll improve the property. Even elocha shneim asa kurim l'shana. And I'll pay you 12 kurim l'shana. Mutter. The loch is mutter. And I'm explaining the way that it's mutter, like the way that Ram Shif and the Mashal learn, that you pay back 200 zuz as a loan, and then besides that, you're giving more rent because it's a better property. Others learn that they learn at Brashi that it means is that I made up. You give me that money, and you're investing your money into it. It's not a loan. And I'm going to pay you now more rent, two extra kurim and 200 zuz as more rent, as all part of the rent. It's all part of rent, but all that makes sense because it's a better property. You invest in the property that makes it produce more kurim, so it makes sense. But which is simple. Let's say a guy rents a storefront. He's paying $1,000 a year, and he says, "I need money. Why do I need money for? To buy schayra. So there, you can't charge more rent. Then it doesn't make sense because you gave money for schayra. I'm paying more rent. There's pasta rivers because that money you gave me didn't go into the property. It went into my schayra. Same thing with a svina. You gave more money for schayra, doesn't help you for a svina. So you don't do it by a chanos la svina. Amrav Nachman Avua that pa'amim shemafriz al chanos lotzer boy tzura and svina lasa iskaria. There are cases where you will be able to charge more rent if you're taking the money to improve the store by making beautiful murals and pictures in the store, and a svina to make a mast, a better mast. What's the pshat? Chanos lotzer boy tzura sa the tzava by inchi. People want to come here and buy more. It's worth more to have a nicer store. You see a lot of times, even to this day, that if the restaurant makes it very fancy, then you can charge $20 for a Coke. Why? Because it's a fancy restaurant. The nicer the place is, you can charge more. Chanos also, it really came into grocery stores. If you have a nice grocery store, you can charge more money. If it's a yellow carriage, a wagon, then you get more money. So that's how it works. So like upon him, at the end of the day, it makes people want to come. It's from the Gemara's day. It's a real thing. It's more money. Therefore, you can pay more rent. Therefore, it makes sense. Svina also, lasa iskaria, make a mast, kivin the shapira iskaria tvei agra tvei. Since it has a better mast, it goes quicker, so you could charge more for the ticket prices on the boat, and therefore the investment. So basically, it looks like this. If the halva is used for investment in the property itself, in the thing itself, so you can pay more rent, because it makes sense that the rent is for the better property, for the better item, for the better thing, then it makes a better store, then it makes sense. Mashenkin, if it's just for schayra, then it wouldn't make any sense, then it would be prima ribis. And since we're out of time, we're going to stop over here, and tomorrow we'll start a new sugya of agra or pagra, and mitzvah shem.